Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, Carrie. My name's Samantha. I'm just giving you guys a call. I've got a cockatiel that's laid an egg this morning, but she's still acting like really lethargic and everything. Like, I haven't seen her eat today. I was just wondering, because I'm not a existing client there or anything, or would I be able to make a time for an appointment for like a checkup for her?
Okay, certainly. Is this the first egg that she's actually ever laid?
Yeah, we've only had her for about a year, so this is the first egg that she's ever laid.
Okay, and yeah. She doesn't have any tissue or anything like that hanging out of vent area, like the egg's perfectly formed?
The egg's perfectly formed. She's still, everything looks okay on her, but she's sitting kind of weird, like she's still kind of got her tail kind of tucked up a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes they can be a little bit uncomfortable and everything. Is she breathing okay? Like she's not doing really rapid breathing or open mouth breathing or anything like that?
No, she's just been chilling, basically. She's just been sitting up on her branch again. Yeah. She's drunk some water because I'm working from home today. So she's drunk water, but I've given her like fresh veggies and some like fresh seed. Like I've given her a lot of options and I haven't seen her eat yet. I've only seen her drink.
Sure. When did she actually lay the egg?
Just 8 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. She can be in a little bit of discomfort, and sometimes that's not abnormal for her to be a little bit quieter after laying her first egg. I would definitely leave the egg there, just because if you take it away, it might drive her to want to produce more eggs. Like there may be a possibility she might produce another egg in the 2 days. Generates every 2 days until they get what they believe is a clutch. Sometimes they just lay the one-off egg as well. But definitely worthwhile getting her checked out to make sure that she is doing okay. We are pretty booked up. We're just down to one vet at the moment, unfortunately. Our next availability wouldn't be until Friday afternoon. Obviously, if tomorrow she's still looking really lethargic and quiet and whatnot, please give us a call. Or see if you can get into another exotic vet sooner. But otherwise, I can make an appointment at the next available appointment time at 3 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock on Friday. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we haven't seen you, obviously, here before.
No, I haven't been there before.
Okay. Now, Samantha. And what's your surname, Samantha?
Baxter, B-A-X-T-E-R.
And your email address?
Samantha Baxter 83. At gmail.com.
Now, is this the best contact number for you?
Yes, please. Yeah.
And what's your address there, Samantha?
93 Kyema, K-Y-E-E-M-A, Crescent at Bald Hills.
And your little cockatiel's name?
Pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Definitely a female. And how old is she approximately?
I'm going to go maybe a year old. Yeah, but I haven't really had her all that long. So I'm going to go a year. And we got her from a pet shop, so I think she would have been maybe like 12 weeks old or something at the time.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so pop her in for a checkup 3 o'clock on Friday for you. If, obviously, she goes downhill, you're not happy with the way she's looking, she starts breathing up, or she's really not eating anything overnight, definitely let us know. Keep her in a nice, warm environment as well, away from any drafts or anything like that. Probably minimal handling today, just so that she can get over the shock of laying her egg.
As I said, traumatized.
As I said, keep the egg with her. Just she may not show any interest at all, which is perfectly okay. If it happens to break or anything like that, then yes, you can discard it. But to just hopefully prevent her wanting to lay any more eggs. We'll get her in and do a health check on her on Friday. But because yeah. If you wake up tomorrow, she's not doing well, or this afternoon or anything like that, let us know.
Okay.
We are fully booked, so it would have to be an emergency consult there if that was the case. But, yeah, is that her vocalising in the background now? Or
no, I've got a male one who's in a separate cage who is in the other room, but he's very vocal.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, so just keep an eye on her today, tomorrow, and we'll get her in at 3 o'clock on Friday. I will send you a questionnaire to the email that you just provided me, just a bit of basic history for her, if you can fill it out as best as you can prior to the appointment. But otherwise, we'll see you on Friday unless we hear from you sooner.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your help today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
See you Friday. Okay. Bye.
See you then. Bye.